I believe. I believe if you act like you're happy long enough, then you'll be happy. When I say act, I don't mean to pretend. I simply mean that if you want the happy ending at the end of the movie, then you have to play the part. Fairy tales aren't just for princesses, you know. We all get to be Cinderella and Jasmine now and then. You have to be strong enough to make it through the conflicts and find yourself along the way. If you can create magic without the help of Disney, then the happiness you receive from it all just may be real. When people look at me, they don't see what I've been through. They don't know that my parents got divorced when I was 4 and my mother would never come home. They don't know about the boyfriend she had and all the horrible things they made her do. They don't know that those things caused her to end up in prison for 4 years. 4 years of my life when I needed her the most. Can you imagine your first day of high school without your mother? Or your first date or first kiss? No one to fight with and tell you what to wear or how to do your hair? My high school years should have been miserable. I should be graduating lost and confused. But I'm not. You see, Hollywood has it all wrong. Life isn't in this perfect little order of conflict, rising action, climax, and resolution. It's way more complex. Life is what you make it, a phrase as true as it is cliche. The power really is in our hands. We just choose to pretend sometimes that we're helpless. I could have done that, just wallowed in a pool of self-pity. I could have sat silently in a corner, hiding from the world, waiting for somebody to tell me it was my turn to shine. But who has time to wait on life? It's true, life does move fast, but you'll find that when waiting on life, the clock freezes. So I decided to take charge of my own destiny. My mom missed hearing about my first kiss, but that same year, I sent her a copy of my first book. She wasn't there the countless times I got my heart broken, but that didn't stop me either. Sometimes life pushes us. You fall, you cry, you get back up, and life goes on. No pity parties for me, thank you. I can do without the party hats and the balloons. Some people may feel sorry for me. They may think that I needed my mom. Maybe sometimes I did, but the only person I really needed was born February 24th, and her name is me. She loves me more than anyone else ever could, and at a young age, I learned to love her too. I have made mistakes, and life hasn't always been great, but I'm still here. And at midnight, I get a brand new day to try it all again. I don't waste time being sad about the disappointments of yesterday. If I want something, I take it. If I have something to say, I say it. And if I fail, it's okay, I'll try again. I'm happy with the person that I turned out to be, with or without my mom. And being happy with yourself is the real secret to true happiness. So every morning when I wake up and the camera starts to record, I smile. Not because I have a reason, but simply because I deserve to.